Thanks for joining me, Sunshines. This is recorded at about 25 to 3 on the Tuesday. Wednesday sees racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Without a shadow of doubt, it is one of the trickiest cards I've seen in a long time. Don't forget about the Champion Punters Challenge. Selections once again have to be on. You know all about that. First race gets underway at 12:35. It's the race card, www.goldcircle.co.za. It's run over 6 furlongs, 8 races, so the buy pot starts here. This favourite, Victory Bell, if you go to the first run, which was on the Polly, behind Winter Journey, was actually beaten by County Kildare, the 5 on that occasion, and also number 6, Whispering Green. But obviously horses improve. Since then, has run into the money. In fact, last time out, the horse that beat Victory Bell easily by 3 1/4 lengths, Epico, came out and won again, and won well under the circumstances. And Mystic Angel, who was 6th in that race, has also won. So those form lines are the strongest. There's no doubt about it in the first race. It looks the right horse. I don't know if I'd be rushing off to take the 0.83, www.hollywoodbets.net, but Victory Bell does look the right one in the first. Beyond that, my goodness me, I don't like too much. I see the South African Punters Forum are represented by Tastemaker, County Kildare. They could certainly run into the money, that duo. But if I was looking for a lurker for the quartet, and I know there's a massive drop in trip, it would be number 6, Whispering Green. And this horse is well tried. It's start 15. She's a 5-year-old mare. As I say, drops now to a sprint, but with Serena Midley aboard, another jockey I rate, I think that one could run into the money at a price. It's currently a 10-1 to win, evens a drum. But I'm not that excited about race one. Later, when we go on to the races still to come, the latter races on the card, the day is going to centre around one jockey, and we'll get on to that later. Race two is the live streaming www.galloptv.co.za. All your viewing on Gallop TV over 1,400 metres. Off at 1:10, it is place accumulator time. And Gladiatorium, there's no doubt, looks like a very nice individual. It is the Polly debut with Hollywood Bets. Is it even money? Number 4, Sunblushed. These horses have run in good company. Sunblushed is quoted at around 11-10. Last time out was 2nd, a short head behind Swing Upon a Star. And that was in a Grade 2 race. Rachel Wernicke has the ride. But if you've listened to me before, you know I'm going to mention one horse in this race. I don't know if it can beat Gladiatorium, but quite frankly, I think Imposing is much better than the last run. It was disappointing in my book on that occasion, finishing 6.7 lengths behind Maximus, but was taking on the older horses. And now you've got Kelvin Abib in the irons, and Kelvin Abib brought this one home when doddling in the maiden. I still think there's improvement to come, but is taking on two nice sorts here. Imposing is at 8.33-1 in the betting. I take my chances in this race with the Exacta, Imposing either to win it or run second. So very little to choose between them. I'm going to go with the value. I have to. The 5, Imposing, from the 2, Gladiatorian, is a massive runner. Then the 4, Sunblushed. And the 3, In With A Chance. In With A Chance is at 25-1. I like this race for quartets if you can strike it right. In With A Chance is Gladiatorian's stable companion. I don't think that's got absolutely no chance with the 55. Interesting race to watch will be the 2nd. The 3rd, first leg of the Pick 6, following the Box Seat podcast over a mile. And here we've got Johnny's Hope. Johnny is at 2-1, topping those boards with Hollywood Bets. 1 Raven Sword is at 3.33-1. I've gone for Raven Sword before, has the benefit of a 1 draw, but I wasn't so keen in this race going through some of the form lines. So I'm going with the 9, Johnny's Hope, in front of the 5, La Ultimo, who I think can improve. What price is that? 7.14. Then the 3, who is Double Silver, and the 1, Raven Sword, 9.531. Unfortunately, the Funsale Yard send out 2 runners here, but there's no comments available. Gareth Funsale. The pedigree of the eight Prince of Tides did catch my eye. That's a 10 to 1. Some of the siblings were fairly forward early on. But 9-5-3-1 in race three. Fourth race, merit rated 69 handicap, www.tabgold.co.za. Fourth race, we got Gentleman's Way, who is the favourite at 3.33 to 1. Gentleman's Way must be a big runner. There's been 527 days since this horse won, though. I like a little bit of Happy Aristocrat, who's oft rested. There's been an 86-day rest there. By the way, Cathay Pacifica, there's one runner from that last form line, been running second to Higher Purpose, and that horse actually came out and won, a horse called Cape Town Affair. I think this is a fairly tricky race because the maiden, recent maiden winner, is Wave Warrior, who's at 5.56 to 1 a win, and a placing there is in the region of 9.5 to 10. Only won the maiden, has to carry 59.5 kgs. But I tell you what, I went through some of those maiden form lines and I thought they were good, really good. So I think the One Wave Warrior is not going to be disgraced post-maiden. I'm actually going to take my chances with that. I'm going with the One Wave Warrior in front of the six, Gentleman's Way. I think Gentleman's Way will run a cracker. 1 and 6 are my first two, then the 5, Happy Aristocrat, and the 9. 6 will be the second choice, 1, 6, 5, 9 in race 4. I sometimes change my selections as I go along, often to my detriment. Race 5, www.galloptv.co.za, merit rated 65 handicap for the fillies and mares. Now, that jockey I was talking about, we will mention shortly. Race 5 on the program. Someone doing the dishes. My Cherie Amour is at 3.03. We know what happened with this horse, returning from a race of 74 days. It was all that support to win when running 10th behind Flashy Katrina. Can put it on, or turn it on, and run on. Now, in this race, there's a horse running who ran on Monday. So, the question mark is here, will the horse run on the Wednesday? If it does, I make this a massive runner. Muzi Yeni is the jockey I was talking about. I like his next one very strongly. Muzi's on Special Charm, but as I say, the question mark is, will she run? If she does, I make her a nice bet, because she's run in novice company behind Tom's Act and then ran on Monday 7th, 1.80 lengths again against the males behind Boundless Bash. So I'm going with a 6 Special Charm. As I say, the price 8.33 and just under 16 to 10 a place in front of the 5, My Cherie Amour, the 4, Acacia's Blossom, and then the 7, who is Venturous. 6-5-4-7 will do it for race 5. Sixth race on the card. Merit rated 67 handicap, fillies and mares. It's offered 15.35. It's run over the 6 furlongs. Now in race 6, the horse I fancy on the day as an each-way betting proposition is number 10, Winter Journey. I know he's drawn right on the outside. The current price is 7.1, 4-1 a win, and a place is just under 13 to 10. But this horse is reunited with Muzi Yeni, and I just get the feel that Winter Journey is going to run a big race on the day. So that's my each-way play on the afternoon. The 10, Winter Journey, in front of the 3. There's another horse who's not fancied. Hey, Gorgeous is at 12.5 to 1. This one's dropped 5 points again in the merit rating. Obviously got some issues. It is the peak run and faces weak opposition. So that's my other roughie in the race. Then the 1, New Orleans, and the 2. 10, 3, 1, 2 in race 6. Race 7 on the cards. The 7th race is the Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel over 1,400 metres. Race 7, the selection year is going to be the 5, Tread Swiftly, is at 6.25 to 1, and a placing there is in the region, or just under 9 to 10. I know this horse is carrying a lot of weight, 62 kgs, hefty weight, but Kelvin Abib is aboard, and I've always liked this horse. I think it's got ability. I'm going the 5, Tread Swiftly. Bowie, number 6, is going to be the second choice from the Hollywood Syndicate, then the 2 and the 3. 5, 6, 2, 3, race 7. Race 8 is very tough. Merit rated 74 handicap, it's the Hollywood Bets Bright Future. I think we need to load up in the exotics here. going into the finale. Diamond Girl is at 4-1. Number one, Twice the Trip, is 4.55-1. Last time out, we liked Twice the Trip. By the way, that form line, when winning, has, to this point, been very good. There have been two runners from that form line. Shape of You has won. Mel's Princess has won. So two from two. But it is the Polly debut. Other ones that I think you have to respect is number 10, Green Dream. Has to overcome the draw, but certainly has some heart there. Diamond Girl, well, it is the second run with the blinkers fitted. Diamond Girl must be a runner. Then you've got the two, Gin and Tonic, who's one from one, course and distance. 54 kgs, the Appy claiming. As I say, load up race, 1-10-3-2-4. 1-10-3-2-4 in race 8. So the main business I'm hoping for us on the day is that this or Special Charm runs with Muzayeni and Winter Journey with Muzayeni. We're back on the weekend. Racing will be at Hollywood Bets Durbanville on Saturday. Don't forget about Spinner Zonke Jackpot Race Night from 8.30 through to 10.30. £2 a spin, and there's a whole host of slots for you to choose from. Thanks very much for joining me. We appreciate it. Hit the mark, Sunshines. Bye-bye.